Well, you have built Tim's faith because I requested an a cappella song and he said we tried it and they don't sing when we have a cappella. Tim, am I wrong? That's the way it went. And I actually heard singing. I think I said, when he said that, I said something really spiritual like hogwash. They will sing. And you did. That was really nice.
If you hadn't done that, I wouldn't have taken away your clicker.
Oh, nice, yes. He gave me the clicker because you sang. Thanks for doing that. I said, they want to be old school. They want to be traditional. Let's go really traditional. And Marilyn said, you know, what do you have in mind? I said, Little House on the Prairie. They didn't have backing music. They just sang out of the hymnals. And how do you like that? We did it. So, Little House on the Prairie, by the way, was a TV show that was on years ago. Thought you were going to get that reference, but apparently not. Well, this is a fun story I just heard. A couple of grandkids just visited their grandparents in Fawn Lake, and two little boys, brothers, and the grandparents actually go to this church. I won't name them, but the boys kind of thinking it's Christmas season, we'll get on Grandma and Grandpa's good side. And so they were told to go to bed, and out of character for them, they knelt beside the bed and started praying. And the younger one started praying first, and he prayed really loudly. Dear Jesus, please tell Santa to bring me a PlayStation and a mountain bike and a puppy. And the older brother was listening, and he said, why are you shouting? He said, God's not hard of hearing. And the boy said, I know, but Grandma is. So the title of the sermon today is The Gift of You, and that applies to each one of us. And as is custom, I'll give you up front the big idea. And that is this: what do you give? It's always a challenge to give a gift to somebody who has everything, right? But what about the King? What about the King of Kings? What do you give him? You give him the one thing that he wants the most, and that is you give him you. I want to share some lyrics that I'm sure you're familiar with and just maybe revisit them in a unique way. Hopefully this is unique for you. A Christmas song that almost never gets any play in church. And here it is. Come, they told me, a newborn king to see, our finest gifts we bring to lay before the king. So to honor him when we come, little baby, I'm a poor boy too. I've no gift to bring that's fit to give our king. Shall I play for you on my drum? Mary nodded. The ox and lamb kept time. I played my drum for him. I played my best for him. Then he smiled at me and my drum. We know about the shepherds keeping watch at night. We know about the magi coming from the east and bringing gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We know about the innkeeper who told Mary and Joseph there wasn't any room. We know about Herod's malicious edict to kill all the male babies in Bethlehem. But in 1955, I was very young, we were introduced to this fictional character. It's not a biblical story, but we can picture him there. And we can learn so much from him. Sadly, the lyrics get clouded in all of these pa-rumpa-pum-pums, right? That we miss what's going on. And here's what's going on. This little boy is narrating the story. And these magi, these wise men, are recruiting him to join them in their visit to this new king. Come, they told me, a newborn king to see, our finest gifts we bring to lay before the king, so to honor him when we come. And apparently he takes them up on the offer, because the lyrics then fast forward to him gathered with them around this baby Jesus, acknowledging his own poverty, acknowledging he has no gift to bring that would befit a king. Little baby, I'm a poor boy too. I have no gift to bring that's fit to give our king. But he does have a drum. And so he asks, shall I play for you on my drum? And Mary nods. And the ox and lamb kept time, and the drummer boy plays. I played my drum for him. I played my best for him. And he played for this baby King Jesus. And he witnesses his reaction. Then he smiled at me and my drum. And of course, this isn't a historical account, but I think this is one that has been played out countless times over the last 2,000 years. Wise men sought him, and wise men still seek him. Proverbs tells us that fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's where it starts. We have people who still bring gifts and invite others. You invite your neighbors to come and consider him. Come and see this king. And when our friends do come, like this little boy, their bankruptcy is exposed. They see the king and they comprehend his glory, and they look at themselves and they contrast. And like the prophet Isaiah in the presence of God, who said, it's all over, I am doomed, for I'm a sinful man, I have filthy lips, and I'm among a people of filthy lips. Yet I have seen the King, the Lord of heaven's armies. In his glory, I'm exposed. I'm broken, I'm empty, I'm poor. I've got nothing to bring a king that comes close to representing the honor and glory that he is due. All I have is this drum. And this is all of us, you see. I'm that drummer boy, you're that drummer boy. Before we can be the magi inviting others to come, we must come. And we must get to that same place of feeling inadequate and acknowledging our need for him. If we fail to see our inadequacy, we fail to see our complete need for him and his ability to meet that need. If we would see Jesus and understand his significance, we can't help but see our own frailty. Little baby, I'm a poor boy too. I have no gift to bring that's fit to give our king. Shall I play for you on my drum? All we have is this drum. What in the world could be enough for this king? We've just got this drum. Do you want that? Do you want this silly drum? And he says, yes. Bring your nothing. Play the drum. And so we play. We play our best. We give him what little we have, declaring that we are neat, we are weak. What we have, he doesn't need in the least. But we acknowledge that he welcomes us. And when we do that, when we bring our nothing to him, we're stepping into this great miracle where we see he accepts it. You know, as Mitch read the scripture, we see this played out where this massive crowd is gathered and they're hungry, and the disciples panicked. And they said to Jesus, we only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. It was their drum. And Jesus said something profound. He said, bring them to me. He didn't say, that's not enough, go find more. He said, bring me your not enough. And he blessed it. He multiplied it. He took that little boy's lunch, looked to heaven, gave thanks, broke it, and in his hands that not enough became more than enough, not only feeding thousands, but 12 baskets of leftovers. I'm a fan of leftovers, by the way. This is the miracle of Christmas. The God who had everything came to us with nothing, so that our nothing placed in his hands becomes everything the world needs. Your drum, your loaf, your fish, yourself. You, when given to him, is the very thing he uses to perform miracles. Now here's the startling truth. In God's kingdom, the size of the gift is never what really places value. It's more about the surrender of the giver. And this is why we see on another day when Jesus was sitting across from the temple treasury and he's watching the people put their offerings into the collection, and the rich had assumed large sums and they were impressive and they were quite strategic in how they placed their gifts, and they were quite noticeable. And here comes this widow with these two coins that historians tell us are a fraction of a penny in value. You couldn't get any smaller. It was her drum. And Jesus says to his disciples, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. They gave out of their wealth, but she gave her everything, all she had to live on. Did her two coins feed 5,000? No. Did they build a new wing on the temple? No. But in that moment, she gave a gift greater than all the others. She gave what the boy with the loaves gave and what the drummer boy gave. She gave her everything. She held nothing back, and the king saw it and honored it. The boy with the loaves shows us the power of our gift in Jesus' hands, and the widow with these two little coins shows us the heart that makes the gift precious. Both show the same path of us bringing our all, whether it's a lunch or a coin, a simple drum, to the king who has everything. To him, to this king who has no lack, he doesn't need anything, but that we, because of him, are absolutely, completely, wonderfully his. Me and my drum, all his. What do we give someone who has everything? We give him our best. We give him our all. We give ourselves. I played my drum for him. I played my best for him. Then he smiled at me and my drum. I want to read this poem to us as we close. If I am a king, my crown I will give to him. If I am a caroler, I'll sing to him my best hymns. If I'm a shepherd, my best lamb I'll bring. If I'm an angel, I'll give him my wings. If I am a wise man, I'll give my wealth away. If I am a soldier, I'll die for him all the way. But I'm just a poor little boy with nothing much to give, but to offer my little hands and my little feet, to glorify the one in the manger who was born, the hope and light of this mixed up world. I give my heart to the one who was born to die and brings freedom to all mankind. I'm just a little boy today. I'll be bigger. I'll do bigger things for him one day. I'd give my life, my all, to the one who calls me. Jesus Christ was born to set me free. And this is what Christmas means to me. If you're here and this thought of giving yourself to Christ, giving your all to him, is something that maybe you have questions about, I'd love to have a conversation with you. If perhaps you were invited to church with some loved ones and you know that they have a relationship with God, I'm sure they would be happy to visit with you as well. But again, as we exchange gifts this Christmas, the most important thing we can do is to give the most important gift we can give, and that's to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords And what does he want the most? He wants you. He wants me. Let's give him ourselves. Would you stand together? I'll pray for us as we prepare to sing.